Recording from atop our second floor studio right here on the corner of Detroit's 8 Mile and Woodward, you're listening to The Products of Public School. We are a show that's overly sarcastic and borderline offensive with a touch of intentional ignorance. Now, what we're here to do is we're here to discuss this week's weirdest, wildest, and most ridiculous things that we find on the internet. Every so often, you'll hear this. And that means that somebody said something funny or we made a very valid point. We calculate those up by the end of the show and then we determine a winner. We've just yet to determine what we win. This guy's named Glenn, she's Karma, my name is Patrick, and this is our show.
Okay, guys, so honest question. I know it's...
Yes, you look fat.
Thank you, Glenn.
Could have been way worse of a response than that one, Glenn.
Yes. So, 4th of July is tomorrow, but my neighbors have been lighting off fireworks, I shit you not, since the end of April. They have been doing it every single night, all the way from 9 until about 11:30, 12. It keeps me up because I'm a super light sleeper. So I just wanted to ask you, what is your neighborly etiquette? When is it okay to do fireworks? Not legally. I'm saying from a human decency perspective.
Before 11.
And what is it?
But it's got to be dark. It doesn't get dark till 10.
They, so 10 to 11.
They start
what's
in
the point
the
when you
daylight?
Can't see them?
That's what
exactly.
I said.
I'm with you.
But is there any kind of human decency, like, hey, it's Monday night at 10 p.m. on April 24th?
I say etiquette is up to about a week before the 4th of July.
Well, legally, it's only the day before the holiday, the day after,
not
is what
legally,
I'm saying. Yes.
Yes, but you are totally
correct. But otherwise, God bless America, blow the shit up. I don't care.
We used to have a 3rd of July pre-Independence Day boxing and fireworks extravaganza, if you ever remember that, Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
We had a pair of boxing gloves, and we would
It wasn't really boxing. It was drunk stumbling
and we would fight each other all the time with those and shoot off fireworks in the front yard on the 3rd of July, because everybody would always be doing them on the 4th of July or whatever. So we would at least do it the day before. So that's not too bad for the neighbors, especially around...
I just thought it was because we would be too hungover to shoot the shit up the next night.
No, other people do it the next night. We do it the night before because we went hard all the time with that one. So I would say, just if in my case, as a neighbor, I would... We still throw some every so often, but before 11 o'clock, but... Your neighbors are throwing all that stuff.
That's got to be expensive.
That
was what I
Did
said.
Did we find out what they spent their stimulus check on? Is a bunch of
We just found out. Yeah.
Honest to God, that was what my husband and I both said.
Because in April, that's about when they actually started sending them out. So.
And it's every single night. So I'm laying in bed. And they're not doing them rapid fire. It's like... One, and then 15 minutes later, three. So, you know, you're drifting off to sleep. You're almost asleep. And then you hear boom, boom, boom. And then you're wide awake because you don't know what that noise is.
Right.
You're half asleep, and then you're wide awake, and then fall back asleep.
First thought is that gunshots? No? Okay, cool.
That, honest to God, is what it sounds like.
That is always what the thought is. Is that gunshots?
Did I wake up from guns?
There's been so much crazy stuff going on in the world lately that I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
It freaks me out.
There could be a revolution going on in your front yard, and you have no idea that it's marching right past you.
So totally possible. So you guys, like Glenn's perspective is whenever you want,
go
who
fuck
cares?
Yourself.
Well, but you also don't have to be up at 5 in the morning for work. And
right.
Pat, your perspective is...
It doesn't bother me, to be honest with you, if they're doing it, which it happens an awful lot lately.
But not every night.
Not every night.
For consecutive months.
No.
Your view may change if it was every single night.
Especially if I was back to work like certain people. If other people are
like
actually
me?
Still back to
like
work.
Me.
Yeah, right. I'm not even back to work. Yet. So it wouldn't bother me as much, but I can see that being a definite issue for anyone that actually has to still go back to work.
Well, and pets. My neighbor's dog
cries nonstop.
The dog is just in
because they're terrified of fireworks.
Noises, yeah.
And it's every single night. So I wanted to start off today with some content regarding, first off, neighborly fireworks etiquette, and then we're going to get into when should you and when should you not call the police. I thought that would be really interesting.
I'm going to get the wrong buzzer. I'm totally getting it. I got 1 foot outside.
She's going to be disagreeing with me, but I'm going to tell you to hit him with
it.
All
right, hold on. I'm going to have to go get it. I forgot the key today.
Yes, please warm that up. We're going to need it. You got it, Pat?
Yeah, I got to get it. It's still way back here again. I just threw it in here last time.
You can't put that far back in the shed. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, all right. Here we go. Sounds beautiful today. All right.
By the way, that buzzer should be at the front of the fucking shed.
It really
should.
We
use it all the time.
I throw it in there.
You put it behind the lawnmower. It makes no sense.
I just kind of toss it in.
He has his chainsaws he needs to keep accessible.
And, you know, I should be doing that better.
Okay, so first up, according to B105country.com. If you want to do sparklers, you go ahead and do them any time of day, any day of the year, whenever you feel like you do them.
Yeah, I feel you should always give children things that light on fire to 300 degrees, of course.
Did you guys ever have any family members light houses on fire when they were kids?
Not houses, no, but God, I've seen a couple kids get burned with them.
Yeah, burned from sparklers. This is like
200-300 degrees. They're crazy.
Well, it wasn't from any fireworks, but I had a cousin that used to like play with lighters in a closet all the time when he was a kid, burned the house down.
Oh, a little pyro.
So,
his own house?
Yeah, burned his own house down.
Oh my God.
Lighters in a closet? I like it.
Yeah, right. But I said, like Glenn was saying, give all the little kids sparklers. Sparklers are the thing that everyone gets, but yet those could start a fire. Right.
Yeah. When I was young and I figured out that coffee creamer was flammable, the powder kind.
Coffee creamer's flammable?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It'll light up.
I have some in my other room.
Yeah, you can like throw fireballs with it. So we used
to. No way. Dude, how did I not know this? This is the greatest information this podcast ever gave me.
What we used to do is we used to walk to Gordon's Food Service, buy a little thing of the coffee creamer, then go to the woods because we don't want my parents to find out. So we'd go to the woods with the lighter and the coffee creamer and light it all
up. No shit.
Which is so totally not safe at all. No.
So is it the powder? Is
powder? It has to be the powder kind. Yeah.
Okay, so kids, make sure you go into the cabinet, get the powder, go into the closet with the lighter. And have at it.
Are you taking notes, Pat? Yeah. Are you writing down coffee creamer?
Yeah, absolutely. Flammable. I'm not going to ever forget that one right there. What a pre-Independence Day little nugget of knowledge gave us.
That might be the greatest information this podcast ever gave
you. You no longer have fireworks, but if you've got coffee creamer, you can blow some shit up.
A little starter fluid, you're good to go.
God, all right. No, please don't. Please don't. Cinnamon's also flammable.
Is it really?
Well, yeah, because they put it on the drinks.
I mean, why don't you write these articles? Because obviously they're
you are way better than RD.com.
Firework alternatives. Broke man's fireworks.
You could write for RD.
We really could. Okay, next. Loud fireworks such as firecrackers, bottle rockets, etc. should only be lit from the 3rd to the 5th, just like you guys
Bottle rockets are kind of harmless.
All right, Glenn.
Firecrackers are pretty freaking harmless, too.
Glenn, you got number 3?
If you light off explosive, colorful fireworks during the daytime, you're an idiot. They look stupid in the light and you're wasting your money.
I'm going to give, that's not for Glenn. That is for whoever wrote this.
Yeah, they got some cheers from the crowd on
that
one.
They really did. Thank you for writing something that makes sense.
Right, you're absolutely an idiot. We were just talking about that.
It is amazing how small this studio is and yet we have a live audience. It's crazy.
We have a live audience. They're behind some plexiglass. Just about
And then you have to go around them to get to the shed.
Masks. They're all wearing masks. Yes. That's why it was a little bit muffled. At nighttime, any period during the 4th of July week, the latest fireworks of any kind should be let off is up
to two hours
after sunset. So if sunset is at 10 p.m., they're telling you...
Hang on. Finish it because this is where karma's in trouble.
Oh, no.
Well, generally, that means about 11:30 midnight.
Yeah.
Anytime after that, anyone will know you're drunk.
On the 4th of July week. Yes. Not months beforehand.
Yeah, not
April 27th.
Yeah, not Thursday, April 27th at midnight. I'm fine with accepting 3rd of July, 4th of July,
or the weekend, whatever it is, if it starts on a Friday, whatever, or all week.
I would rather have you blow off your fireworks on that weekend closest to the 4th. Go all night. I don't care. Go till 4 a.m.
Because you're just getting in the patriotic mood.
Yes.
I mean, we live in America.
Yeah, on March 3rd, hard pass.
Real hard pass. I'm not interested.
If you're going to light fireworks, make sure you clean up the crap. Oh my God, whoever wrote this, I seriously want to.
Okay, hang on. Make sure it cools off.
There's more. The audience loves the cleaning up the crap.
Yes.
But yeah, make sure it cools off.
Because I've lit a garbage can on fire cleaning it up too early.
Oh, yeah. So, wait, that's
it wasn't my garbage can.
Right?
Oh, that's okay then. No, but...
It wasn't my garbage can.
It was my mother's.
All right. She'll buy a new one.
Yeah. Yeah. I have so much crap in my backyard from people shooting off their shit, which that pisses me off, too.
Because it is messy.
It's all in my gardens, burning up my hostas.
The projectiles you can't do anything about, but like the actual cakes, the people that just leave them in the street,
yeah,
that's
totally
a dick move.
Them.
Once you
it
get
is.
The 400-shot... whatever that's sitting there, that you don't clean that up. There's shit everywhere with that, or the little snakes or the little tanks
our
that you fire up. There's just shit everywhere.
Our cars are always covered. It looks like something just got burned, like ash everywhere.
Well, the worst thing is all my neighbors, most of my neighbors, and including me, we have aluminum awnings.
Yeah. Oh.
And you can just, after the firework goes off, you can just hear it rain.
Yep. Yeah.
But you can't see it or feel it, you know, but it's raining sulfur.
That's how it is on our deck, too. Yeah. You can smell it.
Yeah.
You can definitely smell it. All right. So now we're going to learn when to call 911. So I'll
read. If there's a fire.
I'll read the situation and you tell me. And you guys say, should you or should you not call 911?
Get the wrong buzzer ready.
I already got it.
Don't look. Don't look. Don't peek. Okay. If you want to know if fireworks are legal within your city, should you call 911? Glenn, stop looking at the page.
Absolutely not.
Pat, you're also saying no?
No. You should never call 911 for that.
You are correct. Firework inquiries should be directed to the internet or local.
So bitch about it on Facebook? Is that what it's telling you to do?
No, it's saying you can go to Google and type in, are fireworks legal on April 3rd in Ferndale,
Depends
Michigan.
On what site you're looking at, though.
Yeah, if it's fireworks.
Because the internet never lies, right?
Yeah. Is that
fireworks.com? Well, they're pretty sure they're going to be pushing anytime, any place, every day, all day long.
Yes. I trust Wikipedia, guys. That's a...
Peer-reviewed.
If you feel like the firework is being used in a banned area or during a banned time, should you call 911?
No, you call non-emergency.
You call the local precincts just non-emergency number, yeah.
Wow, you guys must have pre-read this because you are spot on. You're both 2 for 2.
Of course we are, because that's the only logical thing to do.
911, quick, I think somebody lit a firework.
Oh, somebody's celebrating America's independence.
Sorry, we're on a murder call right now.
That's my neighbor. That is my next door neighbor. Like, the last year's 4th of July fell on a weekday, so we figured
like
we were going to light them.
Something?
It was something weird, so we were going to light them off Saturday. So the husband got out his big 4th of July. He handcrafted this big stand thing so he can blow them off just like
the pros.
He was putting some time and effort into it and a lot of thought.
So
right? Wire the cakes, yeah.
So he hauled it out, he set it up, and then the cops show up and they're like, oh yeah, your neighbor filed a noise complaint. We're like, we haven't even shot anything yet. So
that wasn't even from the fireworks that they filed.
I love the pre-noise complaint. That's,
if you've never seen a man look defeated, you should have seen my husband rolling that thing he made back into the shed.
Head down, chin to chest.
You know. But hey, he didn't just roll it back out 20 minutes later?
No,
shuffling his feet, chin to chest. Yeah,
it was a sad, sad look. If you have an injury from fireworks, for example, burns, your eye is poked out, or you severed a body part.
Yes, so call 911.
Call 911.
If you blow your hand off, okay, America, thanks for listening to this a day beforehand. If you blow your hand off, you call 911 immediately after.
No, try to get to the hospital first.
Right.
Bell for the PSA song. Good job.
Get to the
Pat.
Hospital. If not, call. If you blew off your foot and can't hit the gas, and there's other people that can't drive,
if you actually shot your eye out, like the Christmas story,
you set your neighbor's house on fire on accident.
Well,
there's a pile of leaves.
That's not up yet.
Is that coming up? I'm sure that's coming up. All right, so what's the next scenario?
Stop looking at the paper. I don't want you guys cheating.
Oh, I'm not reading
it. If a fire has started from the use of fireworks, should you call 911?
Can you put out the fire?
That's not the question. It depends
on the fire. If it's the neighbor's house or if it's the garbage can, like Glenn was saying, you can easily
put the hose on it.
I'm not going to
call 911 for the garbage can fire.
No, okay, not at all.
But if your house is burning down, you might want to call 911.
You have to pick. Is it yes or no?
It's no. Unless you can put it out yourself. If you started a structure fire, yes, call 911. If you start a garbage can fire, no, don't call 911. Use your hose.
Glenn, what are you picking?
See, I have to pick one. This fucking
stupid.
You
gotta pick one, Pat.
I'm gonna have to say the safe thing to do and call 911.
Oh my God.
And then I'm gonna have to say, Pat, hit him with it.
Glenn's now up a point. He's up a point because he got it. If your neighbor is using illegal fireworks,
how do you know if they're illegal?
Such as M80s. Oh, you'll know. You will know.
Well, that sounded like that was too awesome of a firework. Exactly. It's got to be illegal. Yes, is that how it goes?
Yeah, that's the kind the husband gets. The big, giant ones at the city.
Yeah, by the way, they're not illegal. They're not illegal.
And the neighbors come out with all their lawn chairs, well, and now the pressure's on.
Our state rolled that back a couple years ago,
even M80s aren't illegal. And that's a quarter of a stick of dynamite.
That sucks, because we used to have to go to Ohio to pick up good fire.
I almost had to go to Ohio during COVID to get a fucking haircut.
Now I can go to 8 Mile and 75 and pick up.
And buy dynamite.
Yes, TNT, you can.
So,
it's got a fun name on it, though. It's not called dynamite.
No, it's not.
Super powerful black cat patriot.
Star.
Yeah, right. It's stars.
All stars.
Stripes, and five patriots.
Patterns. No, the pattern ones are amazing, though. You can actually get the ones that say, like, USA.
Okay, I got a question for you guys. Since we're speaking of fireworks, and this is the pre-Independence Day show that we're doing, a lot of places have been doing the couple hundred drone light shows versus doing fireworks shows, which are pretty cool.
I didn't
cool.
even know about that.
Have you ever seen the shows they do
it
at night?
It sounds super good.
I've never heard of
really
it.
It's really cool, actually.
It sounds cool. So it's just drones with flashing lights.
And they change into like different shapes and forms and all sorts of crazy stuff like that.
I'm 100% fine with that, because the ash from the fireworks, the pollution, like all of it drives me nuts. The pets being scared.
You can't blow your own hand up.
Yeah, I'm absolutely fine with it.
It just sounds super gay. But I want TNT in a fucking pipe packed by Chinese children.
They do it though, to music and all this other crazy crap that they can't do with fireworks.
It sounds great. I'm totally
down. I'm all behind that too. It doesn't matter what kind of light show it is in the sky, whether you lit it on fire or you have drones going in synchronicity to music.
Well, the drone show's probably cooler because
it is,
because
they can do whatever they want.
Yeah,
they can make any shape, any color, and do anything all at once.
Right, yeah, I'm totally cool with that.
And your house doesn't catch on fire.
Yeah, and then I don't got to clean off my car and try to savor my burned hostas.
In most of, but is it a psyop to just spy on you in the dark?
Well, it probably is.
I mean,
totally
go ahead.
A psyop.
Oh, he's standing there watching this. Oh, how dare he?
Okay, so if the neighbor you feel is using illegal fireworks, such as M80s, would you call police? Or should you? No, should you?
Absolutely not. Because that guy's going to put an M80 in your fucking mailbox.
Yep. Yes, you should.
That's exactly
you
what.
You should call the cops. Call 911.
You better call them and
you
tell them.
You better tattle.
Yeah, he is being too patriotic out there with fireworks.
If you're wondering where to get a license so you can open your own fireworks stand, should you call police?
No.
Why would you call... I'm out of toothpaste. Where can I get some more toothpaste? Call 911.
Oh my God! Somebody call 911!
It's Christmas Day. What's open?
Yeah, right. Where can I get a good turkey dinner?
If you have old fireworks that you want to get rid of, should you call 911?
No, but you also, I don't think, should throw them just in your garbage.
Yeah, what? I mean, why don't you just light them off?
Well, I think you have to do the disposal
dude,
that
thing?
Old moist-packed Chinese freaking TNT, that sounds terrifying.
Well, I don't know. I think you could probably, if you wet them down, maybe, and then throw them in the garbage, you could do
soak
that.
Them in water.
You don't call 911.
You don't call 911. Yeah, no, exactly. That's literally the last option.
Yeah, you should really call 911 as little as humanely possible.
Is it an emergency?
Yes.
That's the first thing you have to ask yourself. And if the answer is no, or even maybe, I don't know. Don't call.
Yeah,
Wait until you know it's
phone
an emergency.
A friend.
Right. You could even phone a friend, a relative.
Yeah. Use a lifeline.
Your mom and dad. Doesn't matter. Use a lifeline.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, this one's interesting. If you find a short piece of pipe with a fuse coming out.
That might be a pipe bomb.
Should you call 911?
That's not fireworks at that point. That's a fucking pipe bomb.
If you
find some random pipe bomb down the street, are you telling me you just, it's fireworks? Patriotic at the get and go down the street.
Let me light it up. Someone didn't light it.
Time out. If it's at City Hall, I'm calling the police.
Right.
If it's in the middle of the woods, I'm lighting it.
Yes.
Okay, but what if it's in the middle of your street? Would you think it's a leftover firework,
or if it's under a car?
No, if it's
something
in a goddamn pipe, it's a bomb.
It's a bomb. It's not fireworks.
But if I'm in the woods, I'm gonna light it. You have to.
Well, first I'd make sure it's not lit.
Down the woods. That's as bad as coffee creamer.
Well, we used to light shit on fire
balls
and stuff in the woods all the time.
Yeah,
that's where I did.
You were just saying you used to light coffee creamer.
I was a kid.
I threw fireballs in the woods.
Okay, I wouldn't do it now. But if it's I hope not.
We're 40 years old going out there with coffee
not
creamer.
Not yet. Not stupid. Yet.
If he's got coffee creamer, I'm going out there and testing this right after this podcast.
Oh, I'm absolutely doing
We have to test this. 100%.
I mean, I don't know if it's the same consistency as
She's backtracking on it already, Glenn.
1990, I don't know if it's the same stuff.
30 years ago it used to
work. It used to have TNT in it. Now it doesn't.
Now it's just wood. Oh, my God. That probably is why it lights up. It's probably freaking sawdust. It's probably
made out of wood. Everything else in this fucking...
If there's a storage container at your neighbor's house loaded with fireworks, should you call police?
Absolutely not.
No. What? Just being a narc at that point.
How about the storage container? Are we talking like they show up with one of those...
I don't care if it's a 1,000 feet by 1,000 feet.
Or if it's something like you'd see on Looney Tunes and you walk by a garage and it's just got like rockets and bombs and shit like packed all hanging out the fucking door.
Even that... You want to snitch on that dude?
No.
I ain't snitching on that fucking...
Last
dude.
Thing yeah. I would do is that toss it to the guy that looks like he could blow up half the block.
He'll lethal weapon your ass on the toilet.
All right, well, how about this one? What if you see your neighbor in their garage rolling their own fireworks?
You don't fuck with that guy. You'd be very nice with that guy because he doesn't only know how to make fireworks.
He's the guy that makes the pipe bombs.
He knows how to make other things other than fucking fireworks as well.
That's that Unabomber right there, right? Ted Kaczynski, probably how it started was rolling their own fireworks. Fireworks.
See something, say something.
So, yes, you are supposed to call 911 if you see your neighbors rolling their
last
own
guy
fireworks.
I'm calling 911 on is that guy.
So when they can show up and knock, knock, knock. Yeah, your neighbor over here said you were rolling
Oh, the
up
one that's
dynamite.
In the driveway looking over here right now?
The guy sitting on the porch. That one?
Oh, right there, yeah, with the family playing
Tom.
In the front yard.
Tom!
Oh, yeah. I'll remember this, you fucking asshole!
Exactly. So now, I have an article. This is advice on how to address a concern politely with your neighbors. This could be related to fireworks, could be related to something else.
We learned a long time ago in previous shows that you don't write notes to people.
Passive-aggressive notes.
A passive-aggressive note is the worst thing you could do to try to have a discussion with your neighbor.
Well, before we get into this, hang on. You have obviously got some serious beef with your neighbors going on.
No, not all.
This
not
is,
all.
Yeah, this is
neighbor.
Getting deep.
Neighbor.
Okay, well, can
it's
I? Can I? Okay, the penguin next door to me. Yes, they park in my driveway. The person lighting fireworks is actually like two houses down.
That's not considered
so
neighbor.
So it's not an immediate neighbor. It's just someone on my street, which is still a neighbor, but it's not, you know?
Right, I agree with
but
that.
But those fireworks are loud enough for me to hear them every goddamn night.
Or they're close enough to be your neighbor at that point, then.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So the very first thing you're going to do is have a polite word with your neighbor. For example, you're going to say, Karen, I've noticed...
Karen, I love it.
I know,
it's always Karen.
I know. I've noticed that after you go to work, the kids are cutting through our yard to get to school. Or, Sam, for the past couple weeks, your recycling has blown around into our yard.
Hey, yeah, wait, that happens now because they got those stupid fucking trucks now with the arbs for the recycling?
Yes.
They leave more trash out of the street than they pick up.
Yes,
yeah,
that
they
is
don't care.
Absolutely correct. Every
fucking
single recycling day,
off.
I pick up cans and stuff
it
from the street.
It pisses me off.
Yes. So that's step one, is to have the polite word. What do you guys think of
I
step
think
one?
A polite word is always good that way.
Okay, so let's say I was going
to. Do you
want to
be that guy? Do you want to be Karen?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not Karen.
If I was going to go politely speak to my neighbor who's been blowing off fireworks every night since April, what would I even say?
You don't. That's what it is. You just let it go.
Are you Karen?
Right.
No, you're not Karen. Don't be a
if
Karen.
If I was, Karen. I would have already done it. I wouldn't
don't
have waited until July to do it. Okay, next. If that doesn't work, spend less time explaining why something is a problem for you and more time asking for what you want. So,
hey, I'm sick of your shit.
Yes.
Enough is enough.
For example, you say, Jim, it's hard for me to sleep when your music is loud until 10 p.m. Turn it down.
No, because the noise ordinance doesn't come until 11, so go fuck yourself.
No, the noise ordinance got to be
it's 11.
That.
11.
There's,
it's
11.
It's
really?
11. Yeah, I do.
During the week?
Yes, it is
I watch
fucking
movies
11.
With a full surround sound system outside all the time.
And if you would have came up to me and asked me that question, that would have been literally my exact response. And no, the noise ordinance is till 11.
Well,
go fuck yourself.
You definitely shouldn't ask someone to do something something above and beyond the law. You know, that's kind of messed up. Like, it hey,
should be, the neighbors
you,
should be thinking about
could
that.
Could you
anyway,
not though. Mow your grass at 10 a.m. because I like to sleep in? Like
10 well, a.m. Jesus Christ! Well, no, who sleeps till 10?
That's what I'm saying. That's the same
people
as
that work
asking
late night.
Someone.
Oh, yeah, my sister-in-law does bitch that her neighbor does go out and cut his grass at 8:30. I'm like, what are you sleeping until 8:30 for?
There used to be people doing roofs on both sides of my house at 6 a.m.
We were here. We
for
were here.
Months.
They were doing it during the
because
podcast.
Because the noise ordinance is 11 to 6.
But I work nights, so the noise ordinance right. doesn't mean shit right. for me. Right. That I was
you
pissed
needed
that
a
I
day ordinance
at 6 a.m.
You needed a day ordinance.
Absolutely.
You needed to go over there and stop explaining why and instead tell them what you want.
Like,
that's
hey,
what has solved it.
I need to sleep because I work this time of the day and your roofing is really bothering me, so if you could start at maybe 11 versus 6 a.m.
You're
just,
right, sir. I'm so sorry.
Midnight.
How do you think that's going to go?
We'll anytime come back after lunch. Sorry, Patrick.
I hope you're not expecting anything to going your way. All right, we have
the passive aggressive
write a courteous note
courteous,
if you can't catch your neighbor in person.
So how do you write a courteous note, by
well,
the way?
It's, gonna
it's
tell
always
us.
Passive-aggressive, no matter what. Okay, so avoid any language that could be construed as insulting or threatening.
All right, now go fuck yourself, check.
Right. Neighborhood petitions may seem like a good idea, but they are very
how big
intimidating,
of an asshole are you?
Especially
petition.
If you're in the neighborhood isn't aware of the problem.
Oh my God, a neighborhood? That is beyond passive-aggressive. A neighborhood petition? You show up like this was signed by 30 neighbors? Like,
I would piss on it on the front porch
instead
right in front
of
you.
Anybody talking to you. That's what you do if you talk to them first. Be like, hey, dude, could you stop shooting fireworks off from 6 p.m. till midnight?
In April.
Yeah. I'd really like you to not do that.
Can you save them for July?
You don't just go up to them and be like, hey, listen, you shoot off fireworks all the time. Here is a neighborhood petition that we have signed
yeah.
with everybody
all
out here.
Us.
City Hall knows, and you
we've
have to stop.
We've all been pissed for 4 months, and so, we're just now dropping this in your lap.
Like Glenn
You've
was saying,
no
well, you got a long
knowledge.
4 months ahead of you now.
Like Glenn was saying, that's how you get your neighbor to blow up your mailbox.
Yep. It really is. It really is. Glenn, you want to grab this one?
Oh, God. Ask for help from building owners or managers or homeowners associations. If your one-on-one conversation didn't do the trick, a letter from a higher authority will remind a negligent owner of the rules that he or she is expected to follow. This is a reasonable approach if you don't know the owner or if she has a history of disregarding individual complaints.
Oh, man.
That's
I'm getting
horrid.
A buzz because that was tough to read.
That would make
that was
me
horrid.
So upset. If
I would,
if someone,
I would almost think about physically assaulting them at that
if
point.
If someone came over to my house and said, hey, could you stop mowing your grass at 8:30 a.m. because I have to sleep? And I say, well, I work at 9, so that's my only time.
Am
and
I just
then,
the asshole that doesn't care and says, go fuck yourself? I don't get it.
No, I care about fireworks in fucking March. I care. I'm sick of it, Glenn.
I know,
it's been
what
so
are you gonna
many
do?
Months.
What are you going to do? Because I guarantee you that guy is just going to go fuck yourself.
I mean, there's no way I'm the only neighbor.
Or
pissed,
you can
but
snitch.
I couldn't
or
imagine. I could not imagine getting a rally of people to sign a petition, nor could I imagine going to the city.
Tiki torches
oh,
and pitchforks.
Literally, speaking of the city, as a last resort, go to the city. Talk to public officials. This includes dog barking, fireworks, a yard full
one
of
more
trash.
Time, Pat.
It really... It almost should get followed up with, what do you think the audience thinks of that?
Boo!
Well, I would honestly love to know what the audience thinks.
And if they do want to know what they think, they should call 248-716-TAP-1.
Because if you don't tap it...
No one will.
Hang on. We really need you to call on this because
or
I want to know if you're a go-fuck-yourself person or if you're a, well, things are wrong and, yeah, we should be better people.
Once again, 248-716-8271.
Now,
I don't
guys,
know where that voice came from, by the way, guys. You hear that?
It was
I
really
did.
Weird. Whoa! Even Alexa doesn't recognize me.
Wow! All right.
But regardless, please shoot us a text message and let me know.
How would you deal with
am
the neighbors?
Am I okay for being upset over fireworks.
I think
for
you totally are.
April, May, June. We are now in July. That is 4 months of nightly fireworks being woken up.
It's a little excessive.
We need a baby whining sound effect.
You know what? Fuck off. That is really messed
up. Find me a good one and I'll get it.
So speaking of calling police, this is the funniest police reports of all time.
All time?
This is actually
I already have the wrong buzzer warmed up because this is all time.
Written by police.
Oh,
so this will be interesting. This isn't Reader's Digest.
It's not a random name generator?
No, nope. This is actually on the website police1.com. So the very first thing that we have is police were informed February 25th by a resident of 1000 block of Rattatan Drive that a family in the area is taking over the minds of local dogs and turning them against their owners. Police were advised by the person the only way to protect the dogs is to install an anti-force field on its head before letting it go outside.
LSD is one hell of a drug.
I was just going to say
but
that.
What if it's like a psychic that's controlling these dogs?
John Williams or whatever.
John, that guy
Edwards? John Edwards.
John Edwards neighborhood. I like it.
It could be him.
I'm pretty excited about it.
All right, so this next one's a burglary.
Can you read that, Pat?
A 38-year-old Cole Avenue man was reported at his home that his home was invaded on September 9th. The man said that he was sitting home alone masturbating and watching pornographic movies when a man came down into the basement holding a gun, at least it was just a gun, my friend, and started to videotape him.
Whoa.
The man said that before he left, the intruder fed his dog some mushrooms and the dog died. Wow.
Kids, okay, wait. Don't use drugs.
Or beat off in front of a window.
A basement window? It's fine to beat off in front of.
Oh, I don't know. I would still think that you would want to cover the window up a little bit.
So you guys think both of these
were they magic mushrooms that he gave the dog?
Trips?
No, I think this guy is tripping balls, killed his dog, and made up a story.
Yes.
Well, either that or the neighbor was tripping balls and he walked in on some dude beating off and he was trying to film him. He was like, fuck it, I got mushrooms on me. Gave him to the dog so he didn't get popped by the police, which the guy was going to call for intruding into his house. The dog ate the mushrooms, died, and then this dude just ran off somewhere.
But this was reported as a burglary.
Who also admits to masturbating? No, I was just sitting in the basement watching a movie.
Well, officer.
It was like I was jerking it to porn.
I was punching the clown when all of a sudden my neighbor just showed up.
I still love punching
him from
the clown.
From the, it's just as fun. dude's on mushrooms, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree.
Yeah, he tripped out, accidentally killed his dog, and tried to blame somebody
else. I'm thinking
the
neighbor was on mushrooms or whatever and just
came
in.
All right, Glenn, tell us this one right here.
All right, the Learning Center on Hanson Street reports a man across the way stands at his window for hours watching the center, making parents nervous. The police ID the subject as a cardboard cutout of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Like, was this just in the middle of a park somewhere? Or where?
No, it was in someone's window.
Oh, they're like, there's some dude just standing there. He's probably pleasuring himself watching everyone at the Learning Center.
Yeah, he's there when we arrive. He's there when we leave.
But you know, it's not like the fat, out of shape Arnold. It's going to be the shredded Terminator Arnold.
No, I can see him in a leather jacket with some sunglasses on and the buzz cut.
That is so weird. Then we have... a man who lives in Fairfield filed a complaint with police on Sunday about someone ringing his doorbell and leaving photocopies of buttocks on his front stoop.
That's pretty fantastic.
The complainant, Edgar Butts, told police the incident had happened several times in the past.
Somebody
2 weeks.
Realized what his last name
oh
was.
Oh my God.
And then just keeps ding dong ditching a pictures of buttocks. Yes.
Anybody wants to leave pictures of ass on my front door, you're more than welcome to.
I highly doubt you're enjoy getting nice ass.
Unless it's Hope Solo's.
Even badasses, I'll forward them to you guys, so
badasses.
I don't care.
You guys... mean badasses as in badasses or badasses?
Both. All of the above.
All I gotta say is you guys should Google search Hope Solo's butthole. It's one of
I've seen it.
Oh, God, right?
I've seen it.
It's the USA women's soccer team
goalie.
Yeah. You don't necessarily want all butts sent to you on paper.
It's just weird, too. She just goes spread eagle for no reason.
Well, I don't know. There was a camera there.
Explain it.
What? There's just pictures
just
of
Google Hope Solo butthole.
But why? It's not just a...
Why not?
It's not a typical...
It looks like it's...
I seen a picture of her butthole and I Googled it. I was like, oh, okay.
It's a pretty shredded butthole. It's like shredded up, not like muscular.
Oh, it's like...
It's...
Like meat?
Oh, a professional athlete.
Like Arby's?
Yeah, it looks like a roast beef sandwich.
Hairy.
Yeah.
Harry. Okay.
And Harry. Yeah.
Pat,
Harry.
Do terrible. You remember?
Don't ever Google search it, guys. We're just kidding. But if it's intriguing,
if you do Google okay. search it, call us at 248-716. Tap one.
Or text us, Pat. Do you remember when we watched the Gwyneth Paltrow Goop thing and we saw the vaginas? Is the Hope Solo butthole?
Oh, it's worse.
Worse than all those vaginas?
It's worse than all of those old women's vaginas that were on Netflix.
I don't think it could be that bad.
The one looked like beef jerky. It was so.
It looks like somebody tried sticking roast beef sandwich through a paper shredder.
Oh my god! I just got chills. Okay, all right, Pat.
With
go
a
ahead.
Bad toupee. All right, a house on Sereno Avenue, 1:33 p.m. on Sereno. A man came to the sheriff's department to find out how to legally kill a person who was harassing him.
I like how it's 1:33 in the afternoon, like he took his lunch break.
Yes. Exactly. Like he's like, hold up, this dude's pissing me off. How can I legally kill someone, officer? Do you arrest the guy at that point?
Without names, it's not attempted.
It's confessing a future crime.
It is so premeditated.
Well, yeah, if I walk
into... It is absolutely premeditated.
Wait a minute.
But if I walk into a police station and say I might rob Walmart later, they can't.
No. You're saying, hey,
what's the most legal way to
rob Walmart?
Legally.
And they're like, okay, what is your first and last name?
What's your address, test your ID, and
your
thumbprint?
Which Walmart are you thinking about?
Exactly.
Would you ever see... I can't remember if it was Cops or some other cop show where they... would send notices to people like they had won a free TV and blah blah blah.
Yes,
the people
get them
with the warrants, and they would actually show up.
They would.
You fucking idiots.
Yeah. Kind of like the 14-year-old on the Chris Hansen shows that are like, my parents are out of town and I'm looking to play Nintendo GameCube and I need you to come over.
Can you bring condoms and some wine?
It's always wine coolers.
And they're always
wine
like,
coolers, lube, a Nintendo, and dildos.
Just come in and sit down condoms. At the island. I'll be there in a minute. And that guy is so fucking dumb that he's like, you're not on To Catch a Predator, are you? No, just come in.
Don't worry about all those cameras that you see sitting right there and all the police officers in the backyard. It's cool. Yes. I swear I'm just a 14-year-old by myself.
Then we have a 34-year-old Mount Pleasant man. Oh, is this Michigan?
This
Mount
might be
Pleasant.
Michigan.
Gotta be Michigan.
Isabella County,
Was arrested Wednesday and lodged at the Isabella County Jail for domestic assault for pulling the arm of a woman and hitting her in the head with a submarine sandwich.
Oh, she got bitch smacked by
that stupid? That's assault.
Oh my God, Glenn. I'm so sick
she
of
you. She got fucked up by a foot long.
Dude, it doesn't matter what I throw at you. It's assault.
He seems so pansy like. He's always, go fuck yourself.
He is.
Until he gets
is.
Hit with a Subway sandwich
anything,
or a cookie.
Hit me with a marshmallow. That is fucking assault.
The house had no lights. Therefore, the woman broke her jaw and her ribs and legs. Oh, that's her fault.
Yeah,
she shouldn't have went
stupid.
In there.
She wasn't someone, hit. The haunted house didn't hit her.
Hits him with an Oreo cookie.
She hit the haunted house.
Assault.
Or a submarine
lock
sandwich.
Or a marshmallow. I do not give a
pickle.
Fuck. That
lock
is assault.
You know what? You're a bad person. All right, Pat, you want to do this one?
All right, we have another assault. At 2:30 p.m., the 1500 block of Auburn Way North, two students of unspecified gender told police that they were assaulted in some way on their way home from an unspecified school by an unspecified number of assailants, perhaps sustaining unspecified injuries of none at all, police didn't say. That is such a weird paragraph. So there could have been people that could have hit them and they could have sustained injuries that
in
didn't
some
exist
area.
That didn't exist.
We better pass this one on to the FBI, guys.
Yes,
oh wow, that's the first
definitely. Glenn,
a deputy responded to a report of a vehicle stopping at mailboxes. It was the mailman.
Oh my god.
They didn't realize that it was the mail truck? Because I've only seen one kind of mail delivery truck.
We have
besides
tons.
UPS.
Amazon. But they don't go to the mailbox. It's just the only thing that goes to the
mailbox
is
the
USPS.
Mail carrier, right?
Yes.
But I've seen, too, the mail. Our mail carriers have actually came in, like, rented trucks.
Now they
rented
are
trucks,
to help Amazon.
All kinds of different shit, and all kinds of other rented vehicles.
Yeah, and then we have, this is a theft. So a woman in the 1900 block of 129th Lane Northeast reported on October 15th that someone must have stolen her mail because she did not receive some birthday cards from some of her friends. Oh, that's painful.
Aww.
Oh, could you imagine being the cop on duty?
Are they your friends then?
but could you?
I don't send birthday cards to anybody.
No, but the thing is, though, if they do, if thieves notice a birthday card, they automatically take it because of cash and check.
Especially if it's got glitter on cash the front of it, check, some balloons, this is happy birthday.
Glenn, I have sent you a birthday card for the past 30 years. If you haven't got them, it's the thieves.
It must be.
I'm sorry.
Bitch. Every time. I've sent them out to everybody.
I never
every
miss.
You guys have no idea how many police reports I filed about this.
No, but I seriously, for last Christmas, was going to send you both the card on the actual apple slice, according to Reader's Digest, how you're supposed to cut the apple and make it into a card. Remember that? We're like, oh, it'd be all rotten and disgusting.
I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible.
I, honest to God, was going to take my thumbnail and engrave something in it and just put it in an
envelope.
Write
it in blood next time.
It means
so much more. So the next one we've got is at 8:29 p.m., a police officer received a call from a Dubois woman who said she smelled something funny in her room last night. She believed that it must be her husband.
Oh, my God.
So, okay, first of all, how bad...
Excuse me, officer.
How
it's
bad
oily
is your...
Oily balls.
It must be. He's not
it's
using a testacuzzi.
Be. Yep.
Because
yep.
How bad does your husband have to smell where you have to call 911?
It bad.
Is that like choking you out? You're like, something, I can't even go in there. It burns my eyes. I think it's my husband. He's in there sleeping like it's nothing.
That's what you guys probably smell like at night without wiping your ass.
Oh, my God. You know
the
what?
The butt wipes.
You're going to stink really bad when all
your septic
freaking...
tank unloads into your basement.
Yeah.
Who has a septic
house.
Tank? Jesus.
Your entire plumbing's going to be screwed.
I'm a city. I don't got a septic tank.
Police checked the area and found an open door in the back of the building. An officer went in and called out Marco. Police found the suspect when he responded polo.
That's so good. That is so good.
Hey, guys, I got him. Hold on one second. Here it is. Marco!
Polo!
There he is, right there. Oh, let's get him.
Damn it!
Is that like in Ted when he starts singing Sweet Caroline and
they finish it? Yeah. Yeah. He's over there! There's no way they can stop it! Or was it Journey Never Stop or Don't Stop Believing?
Yes.
Oh, this is just mean. Why do
this
I have to read
so
this
you,
one?
Glenn.
The 4700 block of Portside Drive, Vermilion. Man put icy hot on wife's vibrator. Divorce pending.
Oh,
of
yes.
course there's a divorce
That's
pending.
That's a dick move.
That's just like
oh,
if she...
Oh, dick move's not appropriate.
Like if she
oh,
put icy
no,
hot...
No, dick move is not appropriate.
...inside of his underwear, and he just like put them on. He's wearing tighty whities, and he puts on some of that with icy hot in there. That would be cause for divorce.
But you can't call a vibrator
oh,
icy
that's
hot a dick
that's,
move. That's wrong.
No, it is a
that
dick move.
That in itself is wrong to say that.
Technically, it is
Dude,
a dick
yeah,
move. Because that's
it's
a totally
really,
a dick
really
move.
Bad.
But man, that,
it's in lieu of a dick.
Yeah, it's in. I mean, it's a dick.
So I'm giving you a Belfer in lieu of a dick.
It is a dick. But that could cause some serious fucking harm right there, man.
But yeah. You think it's just because she's only using the vibrator and not using the dick?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Oh. Oh,
I got
told
a headache.
You not to use that vibrator.
I got a headache. Heather is going to get it today real good. That's what I'm trying to
I'm
get
I'm sick of you saying vibrator Johnson's better than
she,
me.
She can't even get up to fight you at that point because that
oh,
is probably pulsating with pain.
Honest to God, I can't imagine. Because if you put Icy Hot on your dick, at least you could
balls.
Wash it off to some extent.
But if it's inside you.
Yeah, if it's
you
up in your
asshole. You gotta put the garden hose up there.
You're screwed, yeah. In Edgewood.
I'm sorry, that visual was just astonishing,
hose?
Pat.
Right. It would be like one of those fountains where she just spits water out at that point. Her stomach gets really big.
An Edgewood man reported that recently his wife had gone missing some 18 months ago.
I like it. I didn't even notice.
I was wondering why I was enjoying life so much these last 18 months. I realized my wife never made it home from that pack of cigarettes. I think you might want to look
Dinner
into
was
it.
Not on the table at 5. I don't get it.
Yeah. I've been eating takeout for months.
Yeah, that is really, really crazy.
You think it was just because the laundry pile got so big, he's like, oh, shit, I'm out of clothes.
Most likely.
18 months later?
Yes.
It might be.
It's
might
a man.
Be.
Men will wear things 3-4 times to avoid doing
you don't just
laundry.
Just your underwear like, inside out?
Oh, no. Underwear, no. I've got a thing with socks and underwear.
I'm
I have
you.
So many pairs where I can't possibly wear out
same.
Any of them.
Same,
I could go probably
same,
18
same,
months
same.
With socks and underwear.
Me too.
Yep.
I have thousands of each.
And they're amazing.
Yes,
every last one of them.
You never wear them out because no one likes any worn out underwear
oh God,
or
no.
socks.
No.
Socks? Hang on.
You feel that hole in
is there?
There
any,
oh,
it's
hole.
Over. It's
no,
over.
No, okay. My son and I were having a debate. Where is the worst location for the sock hole to be?
The
what
heel
is yours?
Or your big toe? The one of the two.
Okay, what's yours?
See, mine, I don't know what it's
the
called.
Heel. Oh my God.
Like the foot pad?
The foot pad.
Yes, yeah. The ball of your
foot. Yeah,
said.
The ball of my foot.
Yes.
Yeah.
My son
big
said
toe or my fucking
my son
ankle.
Said toe. I said the ball of your foot is the worst because you can't
back
not
your heel
grind.
Too though. Back
no,
of your heel.
Heel I can live with.
Cuz it like sticks and comes back up.
That is true.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's over at that point.
By the way, I will take a brand new pair of socks over good head any day.
Oh yeah, it's like walking on clouds.
A brand new pair of socks
well,
over
underwear
good head.
Too. Underwear, a nice Calvin Klein underwear. Yeah. God, yes. That's
but
phenomenal.
But it's still all like cottony soft.
See, I always like to wash them because I'm weird about that.
You wash them before you wear them? Out of the pack?
I wear them out of the pack.
Anything
but
I get,
try to wash.
I think they're,
it weirds
I
me
think
out.
They're...
Anything that close to my balls. I love my balls.
Okay.
It's good to love your balls.
I mean,
ball love.
Because nobody else loves them.
That might have to be a
nobody
shirt.
Else,
I love my balls.
Because nobody else loves your balls.
No.
Yeah, well,
been with my wife for 15 years. I don't think she likes
it.
My balls.
Nobody yeah. likes balls.
They're interesting, but we're not like, oh, I love my husband for his balls.
Yeah,
no.
Unless you buy him a test.
Have you ever heard those people that are like, they enjoy men's balls?
No.
They're weird.
We also had a show that had women that liked
yeah.
balls.
That liked
no,
balls. It was women that didn't
were
like balls.
Disgusted by balls.
They
but
were
there
disgusted.
Was also examples.
Which
oily
was
99% balls, big balls,
of women
hairy
don't
balls.
Like balls.
The one looked like a lava lamp.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do they move? Yeah. I got to figure out that guy's trick.
It's hypnotic. It was so hypnotic.
All right, Pat, would you rather discuss date ideas for quarantine first dates or would you rather discuss icebreaker questions for first dates?
I want to do icebreaker questions
that
for first dates.
That sounds way better.
Yeah, then
all
the other
right.
one sounds like...
A, all right.
What's this one from M Loves?
This is from M Loves, yes. So, you're going on a first date. Maybe you met them on Bumble or Tinder or
Plenty of fish.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the only
whatever
other one.
It may
what's
be.
What's Bumble?
It's
is that a new
another one.
No, it's the same thing. It's just
it's,
like Match.com,
oh, okay.
meetfarmersonly.com.
So, these are...
What was the one that we were going to make?
Oh, we were going to make...
Slightly above average.
Oh, no.
Slightly better than average.
Slightly better than average.com, but we're also going to also make the sister site for the dating for people with herpes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. what it was. Okay. All right.
You don't have to be lonely with herpesonly.com.
Yeah, I love
it's gonna
it.
Be a thing. We're going to have to sing
cold
that.
Sores, I welcome.
We are going to have to tonight record that jingle for that business meeting again while we're on the podcast. Okay. So the very first question you're going to ask is, what's the best part about being single?
All these dates I'm on.
Who said I was single?
Aren't we together?
Yeah. What are we? Who are we dating?
Yes. My wife says it's cool.
Yes. How do you feel about your partner being friends with an ex? But Reader's Digest told us you can never, ever, ever say the word ex under any circumstance.
Not on a first date, no.
But this is first. This is icebreaker. Is this pre-first date? Maybe this
it's
is pre first date.
Is.
This is icebreaker.
Well,
so
this
is
while you're still on the dating app trying to set up
okay,
the date,
this
maybe.
This is the first thing you send them, like the very first thing. Instead of being like, hey, my name's Pat, you instead say, how do you feel about your partner being with friends with an ex?
Isn't that a weird question to ask? Hey, how would you feel if we were together and then I was friends with my ex?
This
is exactly what
literally,
that is.
It says right here, this is the question you send to try to get the conversation flowing, the conversation juices. This
well,
is the...
Because she's like, I'm friends with all my exes. That means she gets banged by them when she's mad at you.
Yes.
By yeah. one of them.
That's a side piece.
If not all of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's a side piece.
It's, same thing goes for guys. I'm not even being sexist about
no.
it.
We're normally pretty sexist here.
I like the disclaimer, Patrick. So you can also say, how often do you lose your keys or phone? And then where do you usually find them?
In the refrigerator.
That's not bad. I guess it's kind of like, how dumb are you?
Well, I mean, some people just constantly lose their keys.
We should each try to answer these while we go through them.
All right.
Okay, let's all answer the next one. If you could fix a problem in society right now, what would it be? Go ahead, Glenn.
Population.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Internet dating.
Oh, my gosh. I would honest to God like to fix the ingredient labels on those packages so it just says sawdust.
You notice we didn't solve any problems of the world right there? I like it.
Well, I would also, I'm along the lines with karma on this one. If I want like beaver scrotum and it's in my beer, I want it to say beaver scrotum on
right, just straight up.
on ingredients label.
Scrotum, and then it can say beaver as
I like how he started with, I want beaver scrotum
in my beer. I don't need it to say beaverous scrotutum or scrotutus.
No, it would just say like red 68, and then you're supposed to somehow know that means beaver scrotum. Yeah, right. Yeah. What made you laugh today?
Some little kid I saw fell on his face outside off of his rollerblades.
Awesome.
Blocked.
A little kid had rollerblades? That's great. I didn't think kids said had rollerblades. I guess
every once in a while you'll see an adult have rollerblades.
I seen a guy the other day, but that's what I was wondering. If kids still have rollerblades?
No, they just found out they're the same thing as roller skates.
The only thing that really made me laugh today was you guys.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, so you stole mine. I guess, is that a good icebreaker? Because we also have to judge that.
Well, you can also figure out, too, what their comedy is. If they say, I watched Dave Chappelle,
I'm going to say...
Or if they said, I was watching The View,
right, this is solid. We have problems. This is a great icebreaker, because if they respond and they say nothing... You probably don't. Like, if nothing in your 24 hours made you laugh, no, change it to.
I haven't laughed in years.
Change it to what made you laugh in the past 24 hours. Because you don't know what time it is. It could be 8 a.m. Maybe they just woke up.
I thought I told you I haven't laughed in hours.
Why are you dating at 8 a.m.?
Well, I'm not single, but I just assume Pat's always like on there. Just yeah.
Why are we talking? Let's get his response here.
Right, that would not be an icebreaker. I would use what made you laugh today.
What word do you hope describes your life 10 years from now? Wow, that's kind of
it's way too deep for an opening question.
Opening question, yeah.
How would you answer? I'd be like, holy shit, I made it another 10.
Block. That's how I would answer that. That's way too introspective at that point.
Yeah,
I've never met you, and this is your first thing. Like,
and you're wondering about a decade from now.
She's so deep.
And they want one word. What word?
I mean, seriously, like,
it's way
45?
Too
like, you think I'm making
that's
it
that's a number.
45?
That's not a word. It's a fucking number.
Right. Yeah. Prosperous, maybe. But now
liver
you're...
failure, is that one word?
If you hyphenate it, right?
All right, Pat, go ahead.
All right, if you could wear the same thing every day, what would your uniform be?
I sweatpants and a tank top.
Pajama pants and a wife beater.
Jeans and a t-shirt.
No, you gotta go hoodie.
Jeans and a hoodie.
Yeah.
That would be...
Well, black hoodie. You gotta go. You gotta go blue jeans and a black hoodie. That's you. Glenn, you gotta go... T-shirt. You can't say pajama pants. You never wear those around us. You gotta go baseball cap.
Studio is 848 degrees.
Baseball cap, t-shirt, blue jeans. That's you.
That's every day.
Okay.
If for the rest of your life, every day. That would be fine.
That would be Glenn.
Someone's
like,
6-inch heels in a mini skirt. Like, no.
I'll go on a second date.
Yes. Do I have to wear clothes?
I don't wear any, actually.
Glenn, go ahead.
What are the biggest strengths you bring to a relationship?
Oh, I think
block.
I'm sorry, if you had a bunch of strengths,
block.
You're not on a dating site, right?
Yeah, that's...
If you have relationship strengths, are you really on a date?
So
that's
help,
how people date nowadays.
To help our single friends, what's the right answer for this?
Block.
No.
Again, that's way too... It's supposed to start off casual. You're not supposed to get super
deep into this. No, hang on. But if you're on a date, the chick's hot. She seems kind of interesting. What do you say?
No, this is pre.
Okay, either way.
Okay.
She's got a hot profile pic.
You're on the date. She kind of has the same interests. Okay, fine.
You only get one word.
What one word? It says, what are your biggest strengths you bring to a relationship?
What are your biggest strengths?
This is plural.
Yes. I would say patience.
Hard worker.
I would say loyalty.
Oh, see those three.
Yeah.
I'm patient, loyal, and a hard worker. Boom. You're nailing her.
Then you would be married already.
You're totally nailing her tonight.
Not technically. You could just guess wrong a lot.
Glenn?
What was your favorite thing to wear when you were 13?
That's a super creepy question to ask people.
Do not ask this.
So when you were severely underage, what were your favorite things you used to like to wear?
See, I did not think of it like that. My favorite thing to wear, I had a Tasmanian devil and a Bugs Bunny shirt where all their clothes were backwards like crisscross.
I remember that.
Oh, I thought that was the coolest fucking thing in the world.
I actually do.
Oh, and my what was that? The shiny jacket, the surfwear.
Surf style.
I had a purple surf style jacket. I thought I was the man.
My parents wouldn't let me have one because they were too expensive and we were kind of broke.
Yeah, it was like $60 for a windbreaker.
I wanted one so bad.
And they didn't break wind.
No. They were actually hot as fuck.
They didn't really do
anything. They were actually
super hot paper. So, Pat.
Super hot paper is correct.
What was your favorite thing to wear when you were 13?
I would have to say like shorts, t-shirt, and a hat.
I honestly can't.
You don't remember.
Remember
a favorite article of clothing? You sell clothing. Oh, you don't remember a favorite article?
When I was 13, I don't remember.
When I was 13, I used to have like these green Jenko pipes.
Oh my god!
With a live throwing copper.
Throwing copper.
Yes.
Tour T-shirt.
I also had Jenkos, and I also had the No Fear T-shirt.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, right. Yeah, who didn't own a No Fear T-shirt?
Yep. I had
No Fear
Pogs. That was the thing. Too. Yes.
So yeah, when I was 13, that was definitely it was a live throwing copper T-shirt and some olive green Jenkos.
Oh, I love Jenkos. Those were amazing.
There was like 8 pairs of pants in one pair of pants.
The material alone on those.
It's like an acre of fabric.
You could have clothed like a family of 8 Chinamen. There is so much material. But overall, don't ask someone
this. That's a weird
question
to ask.
It's very weird. Maybe just ask
Pat
them.
Took it creepy. I didn't even think about
that. No, severely underage.
I did not even think of that aspect.
As soon as I heard it, I also thought the same thing, because you're going back to like when you were a little kid.
Mini skirt and pumps.
Yeah, exactly.
Before you hit puberty, what was your thing you used to like to wear? Do you still have it? Can you fit in it?
Doesn't matter. I'll cut you up and fit it.
Can you just hand it to me in a shoebox and I'll give you $500?
It's in my trunk.
It's totally fine.
It's still in Pat's trunk.
Oh, it was in my trunk for years.
You guys got to listen to the last podcast to get that joke. All right, Pat, this one's all you.
What would you do on a rainy Sunday? Stay inside.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
Go to a drive-in movie? What would you do? Go play in the park?
I feel
it's called
like
a shower with clothes.
Are you
going to
be
point?
Really honest and just be like, I was probably just going to jerk off and watch porn?
Eat Doritos.
Maybe Netflix and chill.
Masturbate and eat nachos, and not necessarily in that order. Like I always
I feel
say.
Like these people have way more exciting lives than me.
Apparently, rainy Sundays are something where you just spark all
you
of a sudden.
Something
this,
exciting.
This
you're like
super
making margaritas,
right.
Chopping up pork to make little burritos.
Oh, it's raining and it's Sunday. Let me just pull out
sushi!
All this. All right. You know what that means. Like, who has that? This isn't Sex in the City.
We have, what do you feel grateful for this week?
I'm Rona free.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's actually pretty solid.
Yeah,
right.
No herpes flare up.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's even better.
Simplex 3 hasn't been invented yet.
Corona Bolades, don't have it.
Don't have it. What is this, Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so bad. Could you imagine somebody, if you asked me that question, I've been friends with you for 30 years.
No, he wouldn't.
I might punch you.
What would you,
what are you grateful for this week, Glenn? Go fuck yourself.
All right.
Yeah.
It's not sports.
My friends, my family,
and,
my job.
I'm grateful you asked me this question.
I'm grateful for your attention.
I'm grateful for my wife. I mean, oh shit.
My wife and my kids.
What's one of the nicest things someone's done for you?
Oh, like ever?
I got a dope-ass Mario pipe cozy today.
I got you a koozie before that koozie.
But your koozie also caused a massive spill the other day when we were barbecuing.
Totally did.
Mine did?
Yeah, because it was all raggedy and shitty.
Well, I didn't give it to him raggedy and shitty.
No.
He got it raggedy and
shitty. That's
why
I had to get him a new one.
No, that's seriously awesome, though.
I like that one,
but
one too.
Of the—I mean, this is kind of putting someone on the spot. One of the nicest things.
Put them on
ever.
Blast. Put them on blast.
Well, nicest thing anyone's ever
done
for me was they invited me to go to a vacation in the Bahamas. But it all got canceled because of the coronavirus.
That is not your nicest thing
ever. Yeah, somebody absolutely offered to take me to the
Bahamas.
Yeah.
No, how many times you got a free trip to the Bahamas?
No, I haven't. But okay. Marlboro gave me a free trip to the Marlboro Ranch.
Pepsi gave me a couple like lawn chairs, too.
Hang on, that's you got awesome. A free trip to Marlboro from your Marlboro Miles? All I got was a couple shitty ashtrays and a sleeping bag.
No, it was from the, they used to send out those little like contest things. And my husband would always be like, that's cool. Crap, they don't actually give you anything. So I took his, and it was like, write one paragraph about the most exciting adventure of your life. So I wrote some bullshit for him, and I wrote some bullshit on mine, and I sent them in. And then 3 months later, like, congratulations, you've won an all-inclusive trip, both of you, to the Marlboro Ranch. And they sent us luggage, they sent us Timberland boots and Columbia jackets, and flew us out there.
That's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then the government decided they can't market anymore, so they shut that down.
Yeah, that's a thing too.
All right, what do you guys think of this question? What's your creative outlet?
That's a solid question.
That's not bad, because then you can know their hobbies, their likes, their dislikes. That ain't
well,
bad.
This is
because if they don't have
outlet.
Any creative outlet, then they're just going to be like, well, I like to watch a lot of TV.
If they ask you,
well, like,
what do you
draw, my only creative outlet is this.
Well, I also edit and I put together
stuff. Yeah, you guys draw. You guys do all kinds of shit. This is it.
If you were single and if you said you would have to have a hobby. Outlet is podcasting, that's interesting.
Well, I garden too.
Yeah, that's
like
also...
Like a motherfucker, by the way.
Like a motherfucker. Yeah, like you have to add in that disclaimer. Yeah,
I garden too,
I podcast, comma, and garden like a motherfucker.
And that about sums it up. Yeah,
right. So, Glenn...
I vigorously masturbate.
Yeah.
You can't say stuff like that. I get drunk all the time and I order pizza.
Yes.
That's your creative outlet? Oh, all the time.
Yeah. All the time.
I think about a lot of stuff when I'm drinking beer and eating pizza.
Tuesday.
So, Glenn, Karma, what did you guys learn today?
Ooh, I learned that when you're doing fireworks, if something goes wrong and you light something aflame, you should call police.
Yes.
But if you just feel like maybe the fireworks your neighbors have going off are M80s, you probably should not, I think. Or do I have that backwards?
You should probably not at that right
now. No, but didn't the article say you should? You know what? You guys got to rewind this and listen again.
Yes, we already forgot.
We totally don't pay attention to our own show.
I learned that you can light coffee creamer on fire.
Well, at least the creamer from the 1994. 90s. I don't know
what's in it now. So if anybody's got any creamer from the 90s, you can always hit us up at...
But you probably do have creamer from the 90s because we all do.
Either way, grab a lighter and call 248-716-TAP-1.
Because if you don't tap it...
No one will. Once again, that's 248-716-8271. So, that's all we... Glenn, what did you learn today?
I learned that a woman called the cops on her husband's flatulence over the night.
Oh, that is one thing.
Brutal.
That's how bad that has to be.
Police.
Well, she probably ate the same food he did. Maybe
that's
her.
A first date question you should ask.
How flatulent are you?
Or yes. How bad is it?
That is. How bad is it? Do you smoke your own self out of a room? Or if you're outside, can you still smell it?
Now, Karma, I don't want to put pressure on you.
Oh, no.
But it was a three-way tie until Pat just gave me that bell.
Oh. We're having a three-way?
Well.
No, it was a three-way tie until Pat just gave me
God
that bell.
Damn
She's
it, got to
go. She didn't give her.
Yeah, she did.
Wait,
she already
what?
Gave her what she learned.
You already knew? Oh, okay. Well, that gave me the win.
Oh, okay. The drum roll. Oh,
the dramatic bullshit.
Renig on it. Renig.
Oh, he got
it
that one.
It wasn't even
there.
That funny. All he does is win.
All I do is win, no matter what.
DJ Khaled over here.
Yeah.
Well,
that's my jams I don't listen to.
That is all the time that we have here for this week. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Filth from the 80s. Drop us a line at productsofpublicschool@gmail.com. You can always give us a call at
248-716-TAP-1.
If you don't tap it,
no one will.
Again, nobody.
248-716-8271.
Boom! For Glenn, Karma, and myself, we apologize for everything,
We're
and we will
so
see you
sorry.
Next week!
Bye, guys!
Peace!